I don't think it's got much about Calamundo's on there. We don't want to talk about that much more.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
I bet those blooms are going to be good, though, when they do bloom.
Hey.
Oh, man.
I transplanted mine off of the patio and put it in. I decided it might have a role as a screen. It certainly hasn't done anything as a blooming.
You need to talk to Warren Remy. Yeah. Well, Spider-Man used to be into bonsai, and he was familiar with the Calamundo.
Yeah,
and getting it to bloom and all that.
He might be able
to. And actually, he got it to bloom?
I think he said he did.
Absolutely, it blooms immediately.
And especially if you let it dry out,
it blooms in the car when you're bringing it home and you're not looking.
Well, the thing about it is when they're doing that bonsai, that plant is thinking it's finished.
Oh,
you know, a plant blooms and fruits, but when it thinks it's dying. So they're slowing the growth now.
Oh.
And all these other people planted these out in the ground. That thing took off like a house of fire. Huge blooming.
Some of the people that called in, though, they let theirs dry out like we prescribed, and they said they did die without blooming.
I took some to
it only thought it was dying. It was dying.
Yeah. It did die.
Yeah.
And when they do that, it's good for bonsai when they're like
is it easy
dried bonsai.
So you should go outside where your calamundo is planted and talk about it like,
well, you know,
I'm going to have to get rid of this thing and kill it.
Beat the base of it with a chain.
Well, how big is this plant going to be?
I don't know. Depends on how fast it's growing.